With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First, the House, then the Senate passed the bill directing the Department of Justice to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein files. President Trump says he'll sign the bill, although he calls the Epstein matter a Democrat hoax. Says it's meant to distract from numerous Republican accomplishments since his return to the White House. The president is formally designating Saudi Arabia a major non-NATO ally.
The president made the announcement at a White House dinner for the kingdom's crown prince, a move that aims to elevate the military relationship between the two countries. While the designation is largely symbolic, it does provide foreign partners with certain benefits in the areas of defense, trade, and security cooperation.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. It looks like the Crescent City is next up.
Sources tell AP 250 federal border agents are set to descend on New Orleans in the coming weeks for a two-month immigration crackdown. Dubbed Swamp Sweep, the operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. A setback for Republicans in a redistricting case out of Texas.
A panel of three federal judges has blocked Texas from using a new congressional map that Republicans drew in hopes of picking up five U.S. House seats. In a 2-1 ruling Tuesday, the judges in El Paso sided with opponents who claim Texas redrawing of congressional districts would harm black and Hispanic residents. Texas filed an immediate appeal with the Supreme Court Tuesday evening. Jason Walker reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 65 points, and NASDAQ ahead more than 300 points. This is SRN News. America's girls are turning their backs on marriage.
It's a cultural cliche that dates back to antiquity. Females are anxious to tie the knot, males less so. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds only 61% of girls in the 12th grade say they want to be married someday, down sharply from the 83% who said so 30 years ago. But even more surprising is that more 12th grade boys want to get married these days, 74%, than do girls. A statistical flip-flop that may have no historical precedent. Michael Harrington reporting.
The mainstream media is beginning to take notice of Muslim attacks on Christians in Nigeria. New investigation from the AP finds that Christians are often targets in attacks motivated by religion, especially in Nigeria's northern states. Boko Haram terrorists and more recently an ISIS-backed breakaway faction have, since 2009, waged an insurgency to enforce their interpretation of Sharia law. This is SRN News. So much speculation over what the Federal Reserve will do next.
It was considered almost certain there would be another rate cut. Now it's a coin flip.
A further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was cautious after last month's cut, and some policymakers have shown greater concern over persistent inflation and affordability that played a large role in this month's elections. There are also fears the job market could worsen and layoffs could become more widespread. That issue could be cleared up by the late release of September jobs numbers. Fewer rate cuts by the Fed could also leave borrowing costs for homes and cars higher. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More arguments today before a judge as former FBI Director James Comey fights for dismissal of the criminal case against him. His lawyers are hoping to convince the judge that Comey is a target of vindictive prosecution. More details at srnnews.com.